we don't need to fall into this trap that we expect the world to act like us, or but they're going the way that God expects them to go, and the way they go without Christ, and they make decisions based on the world. It's when God's people make the decisions that the world makes that we got a problem, right? So what did they do? Look at number one. The court made law and called the sin of same-sex marriage a constitutional civil right under the Constitution. Our three branches of our government, and you say, well, what are we getting into politics for? Because this particular issue cross-sects with the Bible, okay? You got the president who's making executive orders. You got Congress who does nothing. And you got the Supreme Court who is, rather than interpreting law or writing law, or changing the law rather than sending it back to Congress. You had five activist judges who ruled on ideology and not law, based on 2% of the population who claimed to be lesbian or homosexuals. Number three, the court struck down the will of the people in the marriage amendment in 14 states. There were 30 states, 30-some-odd, that allowed same-sex marriage. I don't refer to it anymore as gay marriage because there's nothing gay about it, right? It's called sodomy is the biblical word. But it struck down the will of the people in 14 states. They passed marriage amendments, and then now with the stroke of a pen, in a 5-4 decision, they says that they're going to overrule what the will of the people want. And number three, the court said that we still have religious liberties and the right to refrain from marrying anybody. But the first battlefield was now, this ruling affected the states and the government, those kind of facilities. The next battlefront is going to be going into the church and religious liberties. I don't know how many years that's going to take, but they're going to do it, you know, because it's not about them marrying each other. What it's about is they hate God, they hate church, they hate the Word of God, they hate you. And they want to do away with any kind of convicting influence that condemns them. So therefore, and Brother Mitch, you might answer this question for me. I tried to look it up, and you may or may not know it. I don't want to put you on the spot. But Rome, I know they were a sexual permissive society, but did they have same-sex marriage? Do you know? Have you ever read anything about that?
I don't know that they endorsed it.
Yeah. See, that shows you how far we've not come, but how far we went down, right? So right now it's going to be Christian businesses and colleges, things like that, you know. They're going to have to hire, they're going to have to receive them, you know. By the way, let me do say this, when they do come into churches, this is how it's going to start with the churches. They're going to go into some church and they won't marry them, and then they're going to file suit. And it's going to eventually, after so many years, end up in the Supreme Court. And that's when they, you know, they'll do what they want to do there. But right now, it's just Christian businesses, colleges, Catholic hospitals. You know, I'm not calling them Christian, but I'm just saying their hospitals and things like that, they've got to do that. Right now, if I interpret this thing correctly, if they come to me to marry them, I can say no without anything unless they decide they're going to do a lawsuit against me, and then it'll end up in the Supreme Court, you know. But later it's eventually going to go into the churches, take away our tax-exempt status, and they're going to name pastors for hate speech, bigotry, and intolerance, right? You know, I'm upset over the flag, the Confederate flag, and I'm upset over that, but even more so, that's you know, this gets at the heart of the Bible, right? And this is where our anger needs to be at. Well, not anger, but our stand. Number five, the faith we hold dear will soon cost us to obey. You may say, well, my Christianity hadn't cost me anything up to this point, but it's going to, right? If you're going to take a stand on Scripture, it's going to cost you. But first of all, it's going to cost your pastor, you know. Pray for all the pastors in our nation, Bible preaching, gospel preaching pastors. Pray for the others that'll get saved, right? But because you know, I'll have to pay a big fine, or and I know you'll take up a love offering and pay it for me. But I'll go to jail, whatever. I mean, I'm ready. I mean, you know, at least I get 3 meals a day. I can get off the system for a while, right? And I know you'll come see me.
You got my bail money,
and you got my my files and my power drills, right? And we're gonna get out like those two guys did. But no, by the way, let me say this: when persecution comes your way, you you expect it. Like Paul, you endure it. God gives you grace, and we have not suffered like Jesus has suffered, and we've not suffered like the early church suffered in the first and second century, right? But in the future, we're going to be worried about more about the thermostat in the church than we are what's really important. So, will we obey God or man? You got that up there, John? Man, Supreme Court, yes. It's now all the land, you know. But the way I read my Bible is when man's law violates Scripture, we're to obey God. In Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and John, they beat him and said, go out, don't speak about Christ no more. And they says, will we obey man or God, right? So the world is just being the world. You know, we got to get off this kick about we get surprised by what the world does and their ideologies and the way they think and the way they react and the commercials that they do. And they're lost, okay? And God planned us here as a colony of heaven on earth. We're to be different and distinct. He's going to build his church. And we're trying to take as many as we can out of the world to heaven, but we're not going to save the world. Y'all got that right? The world is condemned. It's going the way God intends it to go. So what's really under attack is Christ. They hate Christ. They hate you by association. They hate the Word of God because it condemns them. They hate the church. Anything that will convict them or condemn them, they want to try to do away with that. But, you know, I heard somebody say this week, he says, well, the Supreme Court of the land has spoken, there's no higher court. Excuse me? Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, there is a higher court, and God will have his day, right? We hope they repent and believe, right? But and remember this too, God is in control. All this, you know, hey, doesn't take him by mistake, you know. The world's going the way it's supposed to, the spirit of the Antichrist. But God's going to take his children home with him either before the tribulation or after, okay, after tribulation. But this world is headed for a hard time. But you can expect one thing, when you stand for truth, they're going to lie about you. Like in Peter says, they're going to make up things about you. They'll say, that pastor down there at Trinity, so-and-so-and-so, and they're going to plant things on my computer. And they're going to I don't know about all this media stuff. You know, I'm not talented. I mean, I've seen a few people walking around with the new watches that are computers or whatever. You know, it's too much for me. I'm just, somebody asks me what time it is, I pull out my Big Ben and say, well, it's, you know. So anyway, but expect that. And the thing is, what they're doing is, it's not so much that if they got this declared a civil right to the Constitution, perverted the Constitution. Constitution says nothing about this. And so now that they made it a civil right, they'll come at us through discrimination. You are discriminating against, right? And that's the way they're going to come out at it. But I'm telling you, and I've been thinking this a long time, you can agree or disagree, or you can live in a false world, but we're in Romans 1. God has turned us over to our sin. And because they have hardened their heart, God has turned America over to our sin, and that is our judgment, okay? We're not going to build a utopia and make it better for Christ to come back. No, this world says men will grow wax worse and worse, right? But there again, what a great time for the light to shine, right? If everybody on this earth were believers, we wouldn't have nothing to do but edify each other. But they're not, right? What a great time to be the church, right? And even while they were being fed to the lions and they were putting on Nero's sticks and burning them at night as human torches, they still praised God and they still worshiped and they still were the church, right? And so we need to look at that. I believe with all my heart. And again, you may agree or disagree, and that's fine. But the direction we're going in, I believe that our sin has become our judgment. And it's a great time to be the church. Now, what does the Bible say about this? Well, I don't have to tell you what the Bible says about the sin of sexual perversion. And there are other sins. What sends people to hell is not being homosexual or lesbian. What sends them to hell is the sin of unbelief, right? They don't believe in Jesus. And these sins that they commit is just characterizes their unbelief. You know, if you rob a bank, and I'll say something else that you may disagree with, but I want to tell you something. People say, well, sin is sin. There's no such thing as a white sin or a light sin. But there are certain sins in the Bible that the Bible calls an abomination, right? And this is one of those. So you see the scriptures there. Genesis 1, 26, Genesis 2. Talk about God created male and female. And I told that to one of the nurses that came into the hospital. She's watching the news with me, and she began to talk about it, and she was a believer. And I told her that old thing, you know, God didn't create Adam and Steve, right? And man, I thought she was going to fall on the floor and have a fit. She enjoyed that so much. And didn't create Eve and Yvonne, right? I mean, and marriage between one man and one woman for a lifetime. And true, heterosexual. I mean, adultery is a sin, right? Premarital sex is a sin. Bestiality is a sin. Incest is a sin. But the one that sends them to hell is a sin of unbelief, right? Genesis 19, 4 through 8, Sodom, right? Sin of homosexuality, the sin of sodomy. It's called sodomy in the Bible. That's a biblical word. Now, gay churches, they have something called gay churches. They got one in Valdosta, I know. And they teach that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because they were inhospitable. They were unfriendly. You know what? Can I say something right here? A fool has said in his heart, there is no God, right? God destroyed Sodom because of sodomy. And this is what makes it so bad, church. This is why it's an abomination, is because it perverts God's original design of one man and one woman. And Satan comes in and blurs the distinctions of the roles, right? And he wants to attack the family, right? Because you attack the family, you get to the church, right? So it's an abomination. That's what makes it so hideous, if you will. It's messing with God's created order. And then Matthew 19, Jesus created male and female, right? Well, no transgender. There is no such thing as Caitlyn Jenner. He's still Bruce Jenner. He's just perverted, lost man. It's the only way to hell unless he believes, right? And then Romans chapter 1, God's turned them over. They deny God, suppress the truth for a lie. No such thing as an atheist. They suppress the truth for a lie so they won't be convicted. But one day they're going to find themselves standing at the great white throne judgment, and there'll be no defense. Praise God, Wanda, no thing on you, but there'll be no defense attorneys at the great white throne judgment. It won't be none, because your life is determined, or who you believe in or don't believe in determines where you're at. 1 Corinthians 6 tells us about sin of homosexuality. 1 Timothy tells us about the sin of homosexuality or sodomy. And then Jude 7. It's really what Jude 7 says. It's going after strange flesh, that which God does not intend. It's not natural. I got no saying, if it's not natural, it's not biblical, right? And, I mean, you don't have to be a Bible believer to know it's not natural, right? And so those are some of the scriptures, what the Bible speaks. We don't argue that here. We know those. So what do we do? Next point, what do we need to do? Well, number one, we need to pray, right? We need to pray. That's where our power comes from. And if God doesn't change them, we need to pray that he will change us and that we will be the church in a dark world, right? And we need to speak truth. We need to speak scripture. We don't need to cow down anymore, folks. We need to say, you know, this is what the Bible says. Always give a gospel answer. You're not going to argue with them on their humanistic, secular worldviews. You need to respond with the gospel. Respond with the Word of God. You say, well, they don't believe the Bible. Well, you still respond with the Word of God, okay? And this is what the Bible says. Franklin Graham did that the other day when they talked to him on one of those shows. It had to be Fox News. Others ain't going to have him, right? And so and just respond with the gospel. God loves them, you know. They're going down the wrong road, but God loves them, and he wants them to have forgiveness of sins, the gift of eternal life. But they must repent and put their faith in Christ, you know. And so share the gospel. But you ever notice how these liberal media always have some kind of rabbi or some kind of liberal Episcopalian or something or on, and they don't give you the word of God, right? So remember that. So pray, speak the truth. Now, I got an email from American Family Association. You're familiar with that. They keep me abreast, keep all of us abreast of what's going on. And they had some good ideas and strongly encouraged churches and other Christian ministries to consider three recommendations immediately. Now, when I name these three, I'm going to ask John. John's going to turn off the CD because we don't want them people out there to know our bylaws, right? That's our business, right? But and they recommended every church does three things. Number one, who can join Trinity Baptist Church? Okay? Number two, if I turn the page here and read it, adopt a clear statement of faith regarding human sexuality and marriage. And we've done that, right? And then number three, adopt a policy that clearly restricts the use of ministry facilities to the ministry's religious purposes.